December 24th, 1973. He found a small garage in Norton that would replace the broken back window for $90. When he asked the garage man if he would be working the day before Christmas, the garage man said, "Hell yes, I'll take it any way I can get it." He stopped on the way at a Norton You Wash It and put his clothes in two machines. He automatically rotated the agitators to see what kind of shape the spring drives were in, and then loaded them carefully so each machine would extract, only in the laundromats they called it spin dry, without kicking off on the overload. He paused, smiling a little. "You can take the boy out of the laundry, Fred, but you can't take the laundry out of the boy. Right, Fred? Fred? Oh, fuck yourself." "That's a hell of a hole," the garage man said, peering at the spider-webbed glass. "Kid with a snowball," he said, "rock in the middle of it." "It was," he said. "It really was." When the window was replaced, he drove back to the You Wash It, put his clothes in the dryer, set it to medium hot, and put 30 cents in the slot. He sat down and picked up someone's discarded newspaper. The You Wash It's only other customer was a tired-looking young woman with wire-rimmed glasses and blonde streaks in her long, reddish-brown hair. She had a small girl with her, and the small girl was throwing a tantrum.
"I want my bottle."
"God damn it, Rachel.
Bottle!"
"Daddy's going to spank you when we get home," the young woman promised grimly. "And no treats before bed."
"Bottle!"
Now, why does a young girl like that want to streak her hair, he wondered, and looked at the paper. The headline said, "Small crowds in Bethlehem, pilgrims fear holy terror." On the bottom of page one, a short news story caught his eye, and he read it carefully. Winterberger says acts of vandalism will not be tolerated. Local. Victor Winterberger, Democratic candidate for the seat of the late Donald P. Nash, who was killed in a car crash late last month, said yesterday that acts of vandalism, such as the one that caused almost $100,000 worth of damage at the Route 784 construction site early last Wednesday, cannot be tolerated in a civilized American city. Winterberger made his remarks at an American Legion dinner and received a standing ovation. "We have seen what has happened in other cities," Winterberger said. "The defaced buses and subway cars and buildings in New York, the broken windows and senselessly marred schools of Detroit and San Francisco, the abuse of public facilities, public museums, public galleries. We must not allow the greatest country in the world to be overrun with Huns and barbarians." Police were called to the Grand Street area of the construction when a number of fires and explosions were seen by... Continued, page 5, column 2. He folded the paper and put it on top of a tattered pile of magazines. The washer hummed and hummed, a low, soporific sound. Huns. Barbarians. They were the Huns. They were the rippers and chewers and choppers, turning people out of their homes, kicking apart lives as a small boy might kick apart an anthill. The young woman dragged her daughter, still crying for a bottle, out of the You Wash It. He closed his eyes and dozed off, waiting for his dryer to finish. A few minutes later, he snapped awake, thinking he heard fire bells, but it was only a Salvation Army Santa who had taken up his position on the corner out front. When he left the laundry with his basket of clothes, he threw all his pocket change into Santa's pot. "God bless you," Santa said.